Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 27. If you get your Bible, say, hold it up, say, got it.
Got it.
All righty. Praise the Lord. All right. Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 17 through 27. Bible says, once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, who do the crowds say that I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life. What about you, he asked, who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, the Christ of God. And Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone. And he said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law. And he must be killed, and on the third day be raised alive. And then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God. Lord, I come before you this morning, and I thank you, Lord, that you are mighty and good and that your presence is in this place. Lord, we give you praise this morning that you would come and visit us this morning. Pray that in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. Power of God is a challenge sometimes to the disciples. Sometimes power can be a little bit of a challenge. Amen? Had a bit of a challenge in my house. Roki spoke of a challenge in his house recently with teenagers. Well, little teenage challenge involving blood in our home. On Thursday, Joe and JJ kind of having a little thing. On the way home that morning, I had said to JJ, I said, growing a bit of a mustache there. And I said, you know, you shave that thing off and it'll start coming in stronger. And so he didn't ask you how to shave, right? He just kind of grabbed some shaving cream and grabbed a razor blade and followed quickly. There was blood. And, you know, there is that whole, guys know, that, well, ladies, do you shave your legs? You want to scrape across, not go with the grain. And so, you know, a razor in the hands of a teenager can be a dangerous thing. And power, kingdom power, in the hands of just anyone can be a dangerous thing as well. We're going to talk about the presence of the power of the kingdom today. We're talking about and looking at the power of Pentecost. And I was looking at, studying what that power looked like, and I would look back towards Luke chapter 9 and Luke chapter 10 and realize that on Pentecost, these apostles had been exposed to the power of the kingdom of God previously. That Jesus did not just leave and just kind of throw them to the wolves and say, here, you're on your own. He had warmed them up. We talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there are many who take this as a me thing. That this is what God is going to do for me. But it's a lot bigger than that. It's a kingdom of God thing. It's a power of God thing. Easy to see this church as a small thing. But it's a kingdom of God thing.
Amen.
And here we push back the enemy of our souls. And to do that, we need to step into the kingdom of God, step into the power of the kingdom so that we can find success there. Can I get a witness on that? And so we talk about the presence of the power of the kingdom of God in our lives, that there it is there to avail the purpose of the kingdom in our lives. Some of you could not imagine making it through this last week without the power of the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. And some of you have no clue what I'm talking about. And that is why we're going to take a look at the presence, the power of the kingdom today. Amen? Because if you don't got it, you ought to get it. And if you got it, you ought to use it. Amen? All right, we're going to start off taking a look at the beginning of chapter 9. We're going to spend most of our time going through most of chapter 9 and about the first half of chapter 10 today. And we're going to talk about moving in the power of the kingdom of God, moving in the kingdom of God and obtaining the purpose of the kingdom of God for our lives. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 4, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons. That's a supernatural thing right there. Anybody cast out any demons this week? Anybody come across any demons this week? I'll tell you what, a lot of spiritual oppression going on. He says he gave them power to cure diseases. I would imagine, we talk about Mary Jo and Cody going in for surgery, they would have been quite blessed had the power of the kingdom of God been visited upon them, and they didn't need to go for surgery. Can I get a witness on that? That today in the prayer room, I prayed because I felt a migraine headache coming on, and the pain is one thing, but not being able to focus and concentrate. And I just felt, Lord, I need to be touched so that I can bring this message this morning in a clear fashion so that people can understand about the power of your kingdom. I said, guys, I need some prayer. And I'll tell you what, I'm pretty clear right now.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God is good. Amen. He said he pulled them all together, gave them power to cast out demons and to cure diseases. He sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic. Is that the way you ladies travel? My wife, as they were warming, I said, bring my purse. That thing weighs. And my daughter came, and she's got a backpack, and I moved it off the couch. And, whoa, you carry this thing? Man. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. God gives us a message with a punch. God equips us to bring the message of the kingdom of God with supernatural power and authority of the kingdom of God. That power and that authority, that power of the kingdom of God is tied to the purpose of the kingdom of God. He did not just say, hey, here you go. Go see what you can do with it. He said, no, I'm going to have you cast out demons. I'm going to have you heal the sick, and you are going to go tell people about the kingdom of God. Amen? There is a tie to the purpose of God, the power of God, and the provision of God. Amen? You got to step up to step in. Can I get a witness on that? You step up to the plan of God, and you step into the power and the provision of God. I hope you experienced that this week. Because I have a question for you. How much focus did you put on the purpose of the kingdom of God this week? How high was it on your priority list? How much kingdom of God stuff did you do last week? Some of you just go, oh, I don't know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Man, I have a whole checklist right here. Some of you go, I don't know. I thought kingdom of God was for me. And we got lunch for you today. We got chicken breast. We got hamburgers, JJ and JR were making burgers yesterday. So you show up, yeah, I'm here, man. Serve me. Kingdom of God's not about that. Disciples were sent out with a message. Preach the kingdom of God. See, God brings people into the kingdom of God for the purpose of the kingdom of God. So many step into church today and find out what the kingdom can do for them. I'm here. Wait on me. Oh, it's a little cool. Can you warm it up? It's a little warm, you know. I can't really see the video screen. I'm going to go to a different church. You know what? I think I'm just going to have church at my house and watch it on the internet. It's so convenient. You'll find out the kingdom of God is not about your convenience.
Amen. That's right.
Step into church today because you are an active participant in the kingdom of God. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get geared up. See Aaron talking about, man, I had this whole thing going on with worship and Paul and Silas, and God redirected my whole thoughts. But in the kingdom of God, it's not a democracy. Amen? That's why they call it the king. We do what he says. Being an active member of the kingdom of God means that you grab onto kingdom purpose. And when you do that, you get kingdom provision and kingdom power. You step up and you step in. Amen?
Amen.
Kingdom of God is more. Reading down further in Luke chapter 9. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away." Now, this is after they had gone out, healed the sick, cast out demons, and stayed in people's houses with no bag, tunic, staff, any of that stuff. They come back, Jesus preaching, they got 5,000 people there, 5,000 men, 15,000 people, and they come to Jesus with all that fullness of the kingdom of God, kingdom power, kingdom provision, and say, "Send them away. We can't handle it." He says, "Send the crowd away so that they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." Jesus replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go and buy food for all this crowd," about 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of 50 each." The disciples did so, and everybody sat down, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. And then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. They had just come back from preaching the kingdom of God. They had just come back from experiencing the power and the provision of God. They had been cared for by people that they met along the way. Jesus says, "Don't take a bag, don't take a tunic, don't take any food, don't take anything." And when you go someplace and somebody welcomes you into their home, stay there. Don't go shopping around for a better house. You stay there and you eat what they give you. Be like going down to Chula Vista, come by Pastor Carlos's house, and Pastor Carlos says, "Hey, would you like some lunch, Pastor Bob?" I said, "I'd love some lunch." And they came back off this road trip, this kingdom road trip. And in that kind of provision, so I'm down in Chula Vista, and man, I sure was lucky that I ran into Pastor Carlos, because I wouldn't know what I would have done for lunch if I wouldn't have ran into Pastor Carlos. And these guys coming off this kingdom road trip could have thought how lucky they were that they ran into some nice people that took care of them as they were about kingdom business. And I don't think Jesus wants you to think or them to think that the provision of the kingdom is just a lucking out thing. Can I get a witness on that? So they got 5,000 men, maybe another 5,000 women, and a bunch of kids running around. Said, "You feed these guys." And they said, "There is no way." They had totally missed the provision part of their kingdom road trip. They did not think that it would expand to that current situation. Now, the Bible tells us that God has cattle on 1,000 hilltops. It's in the Psalms. Amen? Now, God can take one of those cows and magically levitate it and have it appear right in the middle of your yard. And you can go, oh, it's a miracle of God. Or God can just have that cow walk right through your gate and end up in the middle of your yard. And you have the propensity to think, wow, I sure got lucky. Both are a miracle of God. Amen? Amen. Jesus broke a few loaves and a few fish and fed 5,000. It made all four Gospels. There was no doubt, as those 12 apostles were holding each a basket full of busted pieces, that this was a miracle of God. Amen? Amen. Meal program starts back up tomorrow. We feed kids after school here from the kids across the street. And we had an incredibly distressing review on March 10th. So what is that, 50 days ago? They're about something like that. And realistically, we came out of that review and our program was closing down. They hated several major, they hated the fact that we were serving 2% milk than 1% milk. Our logging of the things was, the meals served was totally wrong. They wanted total redo on the kitchen. They were so unhappy with everything. And after that, because we've got, 80 kids and 10, 20 moms coming in a day, and I'm thinking, Lord. Man, there's just an avenue into this community through that. And I couldn't sleep at night for like a week. And the Lord said, I was preaching on the vine and the branches, and the Lord does pruning. The Lord says, you lose that program, I'm pruning it. It's me. And with that, I could sleep again. I could say, okay, Lord, this program is in your hands. But, I've been working for the Lord for 20 years, and I'm used to some protection. I am and I don't want to be presumptuous, It's like, okay, Lord, but it's like, man, Lord, you usually hook us up. But whatever you want to do. And I got a call from one of the ladies on Wednesday. When was it? Friday. It was Friday. She says, we want to come back and do the exit interview. And I'm like, yeah, great. Bless my life here. And she goes, we'd like to come at 9. And I'm like, okay, so how did it go? And she went, not bad at all. Other than a couple of little procedure things, like keeping logs of your freezer temperatures, and maybe changing the log sheets, you guys did great. I'm just thinking, are you the same lady? Yeah, 9 o'clock on Wednesday would be fine. And in that, it's kind of like the cow walking through the fence or floating over the top. That's a miracle of God, folks. I mean, these ladies' hearts were just a 180. And as you step up to the plan of God, step into the power and provision of God. I hope you did it this week. I hope you experienced that. Because when I got done with her, I called George. George, you're not going to believe this. And he told Ann, you're not going to believe this. And Ann didn't believe it, right? I'll tell you, man, when you move into the plan of God and you see the power and the provision of God, it'll change your life. It will change your life. Amen? See, he just turned those fans off. Don't worry about it. But I'm hot up here. All right. Lining up on the kingdom. How do you do it? About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter and John. This is 10 verses later. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter and John and James with him and went up to a mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Jumping down about five verses to verse 34, he says, and while he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them. Because Peter just kind of went off a little bit. Said, hey, Jesus, it's good that we're here. Hey, we can do this, we can do that. And this cloud comes, and he says, a voice comes from the cloud saying, this is my son. You get a picture of who's talking? Right? This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him. I don't know, maybe he said, can you listen to him, Peter? Would you listen? Could you stop talking for 1 minute, Peter? I didn't write it. So I just said, this is my son, chosen him, listen to him. Sometimes we talk too much, amen? Kingdom of God has its limits. Now, the kingdom of God is limitless, is infinite, amen? It is eternal, but it has limits for us. As we walk into the kingdom, there is a change in our behavior, or there should be. Amen? Mount of Transfiguration, get a picture of what is really going on supernaturally around us, because there's a whole lot going on. And we can think that the kingdom of God is a small little thing. Peter gets a little twisted up, thinking he needs to just kind of step out and make things happen. Starts interjecting his purpose into the kingdom of God. You ever do that? God, I really think you should do this. God, if it was me, I think I'd be doing a little bit different. You ever get those thoughts? What happens is you start thinking that the kingdom of God is quite small. God, you talk to people, to me, God is, you know, God is not basing his existence on what you think. There is a proper response to the reality of the kingdom of God. Father spells it out. This is my son. You listen to him. There is an obedience factor that is involved. Kingdom of God is not a democracy. That's why it's called the kingdom. King speaks, we listen. Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commands. You're going to step up to the kingdom of God. You're going to step into the power of the kingdom of God. There's going to be a reorientation of your life to the kingdom. Reorientation of your values to the kingdom of God values. How oriented to the kingdom of God were you this week? How high up was kingdom requirements, kingdom power, kingdom provision on your list of things to do this week? Some of you, it's quite high. Some of you are thinking, what are you talking about? Line up on the power, the provision, the purpose of the kingdom of God. I'm sorry to say, kingdom of God does not revolve around you. Reading from verse 46. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. This is right after the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John had seen Jesus transfigured, had heard God speaking from heaven. They come down, and there is a demon-possessed boy. Jesus casts out the demon, and the dialogue of the disciples revolves around which of them is the best. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. And then he said to them, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least among you all, he is the greatest. And the kingdom of God is incredibly different from the kingdom of the world. The kingdom of the world is all about me. How can I be great? How can I be better? And I think I'm better than you. Jesus says kingdom of God is not like that at all. Kingdom of God is about serving. You serve today? You a servant this week? You in the kingdom? The kingdom of God will provide a target for your service. How lucky you are. There is little targets running around all over the place around here. You have an opportunity to serve. James writes, chapter 1, verse 27, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. You feel like you're being ripped off by God with no opportunity to serve? There you go. Mary Jo Betcher, Kathy Crippen, and Cody Joseph Camacho. Three opportunities to serve. Jesus said, when you serve the least of these, Jesus said, when you came and visit me when I'm sick, you came and visited me. These people, and Julie Camacho is going to put these this information for you on the website, on Facebook. You know what? Kathy Crippen has been in the Arbor Hills convalescent home for several years, 3 years. She would dearly love a call from you. You can go visit. Now, it's going to take some effort. You can make a call pretty easy. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. You can just pop that thing. How you doing, Kathy? And she'll be glad, so glad to hear from you. Now, she's not a widow. She's never been married. I think she qualifies. She's pretty darn close. She's got to be close to 70? 65. I think she age qualifies for a widow. Mary Jo had spine surgery. I don't know what she had done, but she said she was in a lot of pain. She had some vertebrae fused or something like that. You know, she would love a call from you. And Cody is an orphan. He's been adopted by Julie and Roki. Julie met him on an orphanage. He pretty darn close to a real deal. You get the opportunity to line up on the kingdom of God right there on the screen. You step into the purpose of God. You step into the power of God. You step into the provision of God. Amen. Jesus says, you'll find greatness through service. Are you on the path to greatness? Lori is on the path to greatness. She is terrified. Well, she might not be terrified right now, but she was terrified this week because she is being trained for a preschool class right now. In my heart, for the last year, God has been saying, this is one dynamite teacher in the kingdom of God. And as you might have talked to her, she's got this job, and they work her late hours, and she's not treated wonderfully at this job. 2 weeks ago, I talked about stepping into the plan and purpose of God for your life, and she came up, and she had this whole list written down. I said, you know what, Lori, God loves your list and all that kind of stuff, but God's ready for you to step into the service of the kingdom of God right now. What? Yeah, Ann will train you in 2 weeks. She had been so desirous to have her shifts change so she could come to church on Wednesday night. She says, okay, I'll get trained this week. As she steps into purpose of the kingdom of God, they miraculously shift her Wednesday night shift and her Friday night shift. So now she can come to church and she can even spend some family time on Friday night. She's been wanting that for over a year. As you step up to the purpose of the kingdom in your life, you begin to experience the power of the kingdom and the provision of the kingdom. She steps up to this terrifying thing, and all of a sudden God begins to work other aspects of her life out. Amen? I don't know if you are experiencing that. Many of you are. If you're going, man, my life is so dry. I got no power of God in my life. Perhaps it's because you got to step up to the purpose of God and begin to see that provision and see that power. Amen? All right. Why are you guys so quiet? Listening? Okay, all right. As long as you're not sleeping. All right. Opportunities in the kingdom of God. I mean, you know what? Most of you, many of you, Adriana, right there, man, this girl is teaching, trying to teach, pregnant, all kinds of stuff going on, experience the power of God, amen? She is lined up on the purpose, she's being whacked hard by the enemy, and she's the power of God. So many of you are doing that in your life. I preach this message because some of you aren't, and I want to let you know that there is opportunity. There is ample opportunity for you to step out into the supernatural existence of the kingdom of God, experience that, get into battle. Yeah, you know what happens when you get into battle? It's like you end up like JJ's lip, man. There's a little blood involved. But you know what? With that battle and with that struggle and with that challenge and with that obedience comes provision and comes power. Supernatural power of God in your life. And stuff just supernaturally begins to be transformed. That's what I'm talking about this. I'm not trying to land on you today. I'm trying to open an avenue into the power of the kingdom of God for you. Are you tracking? All right, it's a little bit louder. Okay, there we go. As they were walking along a road, a man said to them, I will follow you wherever you go. This is talking to Jesus. This is the end of chapter 9. Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Now, the power of the kingdom sometimes goes with struggle and sometimes goes with having no pillow. I hope not having a pillow for your head is not going to derail your Christian life. Because I think for some Christians that might. If ISIS came up and said, you a Muslim or are you a Christian? A lot of people just say, what do I got to be to get out of this? Said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, I got something else a little bit more important to do. What's your priority list look like this week? What was number one? He said, first, let me go bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And still another said, I'll follow you, Lord, but first let me go handle some of this other stuff I got to get done. Jesus said, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Kingdom power has a kingdom price. The life of God can appear so attractive. Sign me up. And many think that the purpose of the kingdom and the power of the kingdom and the provision of the kingdom are easy. And Jesus says, this is not the case. Kingdom purpose, kingdom power, and kingdom provision are tied to great sacrifice. Kingdom of God has little to do with convenience. I am sorry, some of you were feeling overly chilled by those fans. But there is worse to come in the kingdom of God. God wants a reorientation of your priorities when you step up and step into the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God takes effort. You can write that down. You can write that down under chapter 9 of Luke. You can write it down in your notes. Kingdom of God takes effort. And there are so few who want to hear that in the church today. No, just watch it on the internet. Jesus says, follow me. And so often the answer is, I just don't have the time. I'm too busy working on the kingdom of Bob. Now, you might be here today, and you might not be working on anything. You might just be thinking, I'm just trying to get by. There's an opportunity for you. You can get off your kingdom, get onto His kingdom. You can get out of nothing and get into Him. Find His power, His provision, and His plan. Amen. Jesus still passing out power. After this, the Lord appointed 72. 72 others, not the 12, 72 others, and sent them two by two ahead of Him to every town and place where He was about to go. And He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into His harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among the wolves. Do not take a purse. There's that line again. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals. Do not greet anybody on the road. Jumping down to verse 8. When you enter a town or welcome, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God is near you. Jesus sent them out with power and authority from the kingdom of God. He says, step up. Step in. Have a message. Kingdom of God is near. That's not so tough. Kingdom of God is near. I think you could do that. I don't think there's anybody in this room that could not do that. And incredibly, power and provision of the kingdom comes with that. And joy comes with that. Luke 10, 17. The 72 returned with joy. They said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in Your name. Supernatural power. Supernatural existence stepping into the kingdom of God. Purpose, power, and provision. Question for you this morning is, do you want to be radically transformed? Kingdom of God, entrance is right here. To a much bigger world. To a much more limited world. To a world that is not focused on you, but a world that is focused on Him. When you live your life, God will have your back. Amen. Lisa, you want to come up and play? Lord, I come before You this morning, and it seems so heavy in here this morning. But Your word is a lamp unto our feet, Lord. Some of us come in with no power and no provision, Lord, working on our own kingdom. Lord, some of us celebrating, going, oh yeah. Tuesday, there was this. Wednesday, there was this. I got a call on Friday. Hallelujah. So you got the fragrance of the Lord just working through your life in the same way that Ann had sprayed that cologne during our offering time. Some of you struggle with time. Some of you struggle with an orientation and priorities in the kingdom. The Lord be here this morning. Say, follow me. Follow me. I got power. I got provision. What's your answer? Lord, I thank You that You are good. That You are mighty and awesome, that You are generous. That Your eyes are upon us, Your ears are tuned to our prayer, Lord. I thank You that You heal Cody. I thank You that You heal Mary Jo. And I thank You that You keep Your arms around Kathy. Now, Lord, to that person this morning, to that person that is just feeling cold and alone, I thank You that there is an opportunity to step up and into the kingdom of God. To experience kingdom purpose, kingdom power, and kingdom provision. That we no longer have to stand alone, that we can come in here and link arm in arm and find your fullness in our life. Lord, I thank you for so many. I thank you for Lori this morning, Lord, that you have opened that door to her, that you have made that provision, that you guide and direct her and empower her, Lord, to have an impact and make an impact in this community, in these children's lives. Lord, I thank you that you awake a burden in several people here to reach out to Kathy and to Cody and to Mary Jo as they are in the hospital. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have worked in my life, my wife's life, and my son's life. Lord, I thank you that you have worked in so many lives here. But the Lord doesn't want you to leave here cold and alone. He says, you want to find joy in your life? Let your life focus on me. I'll have your back. Nobody looking around and your focus has been all twisted up. Lord would say, step up, step in. You can find the joy of the kingdom in your life. That's you this morning, and the Lord is just speaking right to your heart. So many years ago, he spoke to my heart, said, are you done? And I finally said, yeah, I'm done. Are you done? Kingdom life can be yours this morning. Nobody looking around, that's you. Just say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. I'm so cold. I'm so alone. And I don't want to leave here like that anymore. Just stretch your hands up to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Be my king. Lord, I'm listening. I'll follow you wherever you lead. I don't need to do anything. Nothing I got to handle. Nothing more important. I got time. Lord, I want to follow you right now. Nobody looking around at you. Just slide your hands up. Say, that's me. Right over here. But y'all say, that's me. That's me. You can put your hand down. We're going to stand. Just stand. Worship team's going to come. We're going to sing. God is good. You can find fullness in the kingdom of God. Say, Lord, I got time. Amen. Fire.